the tents or put up the tents, they'd be enforcing if they said no?
Yeah.
But they couldn't say yes?
Correct.
So...
What about the appellee's argument that your home had to go through the Board of Variance in order to challenge the director's actions?
Well, long response to that argument. First of all, as I'm presented here, it is the Land Use Commission that has been doing the current commission, not the county in any way, shape, or form.
Did you stipulate to dismiss the LUC case?
LUC had jurisdiction, then you shouldn't have been in circuit court. If you're saying the director and the Board of Variances and Appeals had no authority, and you're arguing that the Land Use Commission did, then you should have been there and not in circuit court, right?
Well, Your Honor, let me clarify that first. One, what I'm arguing is the Land Use Commission had appropriate or competent expertise, not in the county. We're not arguing the Land Use Commission
and appeals. Nowhere in 205 can I see any section authorizing a private party to file a circuit court action as 205A does. So you see those two chapters juxtaposed. You have the following chapter saying under certain circumstances someone can take an action to circuit court, and you don't have that in the preceding chapter, the limited issue in this case. So where does the authority come from for a private party under 205?
Well, number one,
legislature could have, under 205, done the same thing they did under 205A and chose not to, right?
That doesn't mean to, Your Honor, because of the
Well, but wouldn't that apply to 205A if there was no section as well?
Yeah, I would argue that 205A has to do with the Citizen Enforcement Commission Act. Has been rendered somewhat perilous by the question of the the action of 632. I want to also put up there the Board of Street Court.
just a deck action, what's the plaintiff's standing? You have to have standing even for a deck action. Where's standing come from?
That is, you have not been on the reason at all. Our client, Dieter Wine, has a traditional customary practice, and that there is evidence of that human method. It hasn't been optimized by the system.
But is that kind of appeal? The count where it's relevant that they're Dieter Wine practitioners?
Count one?
Yeah, was that relevant to count one? I thought there were several counts that addressed the fact that they were labeled.
Was that asserted for standing in your complaint, in the complaint? The Native Hawaiian status? I don't think so. And that's what's required, right? But it wasn't alleged in the complaint.
I can't say I remember what it was, but, you know, the court has what a difference in the law
So other than Native Hawaiian rights, is there any standing for a deck action?
I guess I'm not understanding.
There has to be standing for a plaintiff, right? Filing a complaint. So let's assume for a moment, other than the Native Hawaiian rights, is there any standing plaintiffs for a deck action? It's your burden, right? It's your standing. Plaintiffs.
Correct. But as I say, in the record,
you mentioned, and I agree with you, and the special master expressed concern, no notice, no public hearing. That makes it problematical for someone to exercise the right to appeal a director's decision assuming they have standing within the 30-day window because they may not be aware that they may not be able to exhaust. But where does the right to notice and hearing come from? Isn't it purely based on statute and we don't have any here? 205 doesn't give it, Maui didn't give it. May not be good policy, but where is the right to notice in a public hearing?
Generally, the right to notice is found in statute. HRS Chapter 205 is clear regarding the publication of the limited requirements. That, in this case, because Molokai Land failed to apply to the special permit or boundary amendment, there was no public notice. And there was a letter of public notice, and it's going to be done by closed door. That's why this case is involved.
How big were these campgrounds? Are they under 15 acres or over 15 acres?
The last impression are over 15 acres. However, the amount of space taken up by the city itself is quite small. There, I believe it's 2692 of the left bottom 11. And look at the map, it shows essentially four structures within a 800 square,
so a relatively small area for these structures. So if it's over 15 acres, the county didn't have jurisdiction?
Correct.
So they would have to go to the Land Use Commission, is your position?
That's correct.
One more question, counsel. Assuming that the plaintiffs have the right to file a deck action, what's the statute of limitations? They could file it 5 years after the building permits were issued?
Well, similar to federal law on NEPA, there is no real passing limitation. That's what the court of action can't be agreed. But there isn't, I suppose, the general statute of limitations for all things that are not specified.
opposition, plaintiffs could file a deck action anytime, there'd be no limit.
And in fact, quite a lot of friends, similarly knowing that, there is no, little prospect that can not be limited by some other kind of pressure. There is a general test of the cases for all actions that are not compromised.
Do you have anything to say about Molokai Ranch's argument that the rights are vested, assuming that, do you have anything to say about that? Do you agree that the rights are vested?
They can't possibly have been because they have not received their last discretionary permit. In this case, you need approval from the Land Use Commission through the form of a special permit or through the form of a government in order to construct their facilities for agricultural land. Had they ever received that permit, it cannot have been could not possibly have been.
And why didn't you stay in the Land Use Commission to get that determination?
We did. We got a determination to appeal, and there were a number of procedural issues that got in the way. And it's my sense that the majority of the cases were on the same time. The sense that the cases were resolved in this case, that's
so if that, the LEC will in favor of your clients, right?
Okay.
So if you dismiss that appeal, then does that mean the LEC order is binding?
The LEC order is not binding. That was
it's not whether or not the uses are permitted under 205, it's what the form, where you go.
Well, that's one of the issues in this case, and clear about the Circuit Court is available based on case law and statute. For the variance of the field, it's not permitted, and it is not a special option.
You mean under 205, the county doesn't have the discretion to designate that agency, even it seems to be that 205 authorizes the county to designate the enforcement agent when it deals with zoning? I mean, isn't that within the county of Maui to decide?
The state law says that the county
enforce if you can't determine what's permissible.
Well, Your Honor, we
case, we're talking about interpretation of the statute, correct?
Can I just ask one question? What's the status of these campgrounds? Are they all built?
I'm not sure what's in the record. I don't know what's in the reality. I'm not sure. My understanding is,
so at the time that you filed your complaint, you asked for the building permits to be vacated. So are you now going to have to ask that the campgrounds be demolished? Or what is it you're seeking?
Special Master thought it was important enough to express concern that the director has the power under the Special Master and the Circuit Court's view to enforce 205. In that enforcement, there's no provision for public notice, for public hearing, and a window of only 30 days to file an appeal. Doesn't that issue go beyond the parties in this case? And isn't that important?
Says they have to go to the BBA? Where does it say they have to go to the BBA?
That is the number one charter that we've reported in the brief. Once I've been with you, it says the BBA shall hear and determine all appeals, letting error from any person is reading by decision or order, letting department charter to enforce it.
But this is not a zoning, any of those three, right? This is a land use classification issue, and so does that give the BVA authority to hear appeals or decisions of the director?
The land use laws have to go by the state and provide all of them in the state with no classification, and then it describes the use of it. Instead of all of the conservation districts to the BLR.
But zoning is a county function, and land use classification is a state function, so I'm not sure how the county charter can just determine that land use decisions are going to be made by a board. Then why does it stand Sandy Beach control, which says that the county has to decide on zoning issues in compliance with the state land use law? Sandy Beach? Oh, I'm sorry. Sandy Beach case. The state's districting scheme prevails over the city's land use ordinance. Thus, any conflict between the state provisions and the county's own ordinances is resolved in favor of the state statutes by virtue of the supremacy provisions in Article 8, Section C of the Hawaii Constitution, and HMS Section 50-50. I think that's a quote from State Sandy Beach. Authorize the director to issue this advisory opinion to Molokai Ranch. Is there something in the Maui County Charter or the ordinances that allow that?
Well, there's two things. One of them is agreed on a custom waiver, and then the other very important thing is what's called a white statute called the permanent registry law, and that law is being filed as well. The first is that the director of the Department of Public Works is charged with the Maui County Charter for enforcing Maui County. And you have 205-12 that says that it is the Department of Enforcement of the County Zoning Code and also the Enforcement of the County Zoning Code to extend the restriction to 205. And so, the state attorney general in 75-8, in addition to Amendment 75, where the state attorney general considered this very question, what does the county enforcement responsibility mean when it's 205-12?
So what happens when the director says, you don't have to get a permit, you don't have to go and get a special permit. We don't have to go to the Land Use Commission to get a boundary amendment. And so basically, they have chosen not to enforce the statute. Are you saying that every time a developer violates the land use law by relying on a director who interprets the law wrong, that they're immune from challenge?
No, there are avenues. This is back to the question that we asked initially. They don't claim that they have any obligation to go back. But in this case, what did happen is after Director James made the decision, after the North Carolina applied for the building, after building the building was issued, and after this, the first account, our normal account, was constructed, the appellants actually came to the property, received the floor of the camp, attended a community meeting, and that was on October 1996, 7 months before the file was lost. So they had asked for notice of what was there. After that, they became counselors of the people of North Carolina and to the city of Maui, complained about what was there, and yet they did not file an appeal.
But under the circuit court's decision, they could not have, because the circuit court said the director's letter was the decision, right? And therefore, they disagreed with the special master on that. Said the director's letter is the decision. You have 30 days to appeal, or you're out of luck.
In this case, they didn't appeal even the director's letter. And you didn't have a situation where he said, we didn't know about this letter, and we said that letter about it, and now we want to come to appeal. You never gave the DDA the chance to say, well, we didn't want to do that. Now the county position is, after we agree, that avenue was open.
Did they, when they finally, you mentioned that tour in your answering brief, wasn't that more than 30 days after the last building permit was issued?
No, the last building permit was actually issued for Papua on February 3rd, 1997.
So if the building permit was the issuance of the building permit that triggered the 30-day statute of limitations, you're saying the record would indicate they could have met that window?
They could have met that.
If we decide that the director was wrong in interpreting the statute, are you going to use his letter to sue the county for all the damages that expenses you incurred to build these tourist accommodations?
That's certainly a hypothetical question, but I would answer that by reading to you the statute of the Register Law, which is in HRS Chapter 46. Chapter 46 is where the state gives the county various powers, including the power of zoning. In HRS 46-18A, the state of Hawaii says this to each of the counties. Each county shall maintain and continuously update the repository of all laws, rules and regulations, procedures, permit requirements, and review criteria of all federal, state, and county agencies having control of regulatory powers for land development projects within that county, and shall make such repository of any knowledgeable person available to inform any person requesting information as to the applicability of the same for particular proposed projects within the county. That approach is normally the current register. Every county has to be able to advise residents about the law and the private proposed projects. That includes county laws, state laws, and federal laws. From this case, and the representative of the Department of Public Works at the time was the entity under non-funding code section 2.16.010, was the agency designated by Maui County as being the source of information for those who had questions about land use law.
Counsel, if the director's letter was the appealable decision, did the plaintiffs have standing to appeal it?
I believe that under some very open standing cases that the Supreme Court has held, they allege facts that come with and without them. They allege we never had the opportunity to prove their allegations, but the allegations were protected by the allegations were that they were exempt from the
decision, how can you be required to exhaust your administrative remedy if you're unaware of the decision? Council, that if this letter again is the appealable decision and there is no notice and there is no hearing and you have the 30-day window, Chapter 205, so construed, doesn't really allow the public to participate in this process, does it?
Your Honor, 205A6, a counterpart provision in the SMA law.
That's not the chapter, though, right, for this case?
That's right. There is not a similar provision to 5A6 that there is in Chapter 205.
So significantly,
let the Supreme Court decide in the formal case, which is significantly the reason.
Just the 205A case, correct?
Yes, it is. And what the White Supreme Court said about 205A6, the citizen's suit, it says,
I'm familiar with it, counsel.
He said that even though that seems to say you have a direct cause of action to go to the court, you still have to exhaust your administrative remedy. And that's also why.
But you don't have such a provision in 205, correct?
Yeah.
There is no express provision to allow a private person to go to court, right?
There is not. I believe that what should have occurred in response to the appellant's memo of a letter for the building permits, it should have come into the media and given the county the opportunity to rectify the so-called error of the legal regulation.
But if the letter was the decision and they learned of the letter more than 30 days, they had no opportunity to go to the Board of Variances, correct? 30 days, period, statute of limitations.
Even the Board of Variances were to apply a statute of limitations strictly, they might take it out now.
How could they not apply it strictly? Is there a tolling provision here? Is there something?
I think the argument that you cannot start that 30-day period months until you actually have notice of what went on.
Is that how you read this Chapter 205 and the county charter and ordinances, that you must have notice for the 30-day period to begin running? What's your position?
What is my position?
Yes. Who are you representing today before the court? What's your position? When does the 30 days begin to run in terms of this letter? So you have no position.
If you say that the Board of Variances is the route they have to go and 9114 is then the mechanism to get to court, you're talking about having a contested case. Where was there a contested case in this case? Is there a mechanism that allows the public to know that a building permit application has been applied for?
building permits are part of the public record, public bylaw, and now anybody that has access to it. The initial construction period, they have to be attached to the building shell.
That's all retroactive, right? I mean, how is the neighborhood supposed to know that the Maui County Director has told Maui and Molokai Ranch that they don't have to get any of these permits, so it's basically a non-enforcement issue. So the only mechanism really that triggers knowledge is this building permit, which is not required to be public, which is not required to be noticed to neighbors, which is totally different from land use commission law.
And I think that Your Honor is correct, and that puts out the dichotomy between a use of permissible alt-right under any zoning versus one of discretion and requires taking care of the public notice.
But in this case, you have to concede that overnight camping is not allowed under the land use commission law on agricultural lands.
No, that's not correct. This would perfectly be open area recreational facility, which is an express permissible alt-right use under 205-2E, which is the statute that governs land use on non-compliant land, like the land with a solar rating and CGP review, which is the more that cost. There is a separate set of rules that apply to fine land, and A with B, and that has written into the open area recreational facility, it excludes certain types of open area recreational facilities. But that's for fine land, and this land is in the contract.
It doesn't. No. Says agriculture. It includes day camping, but doesn't include overnight.
That is 205-1.5, which is the restrictions that apply to fine land, land use, soil occupation, or AOD. Meanwhile, my other case, my name is pronouncing that, but that's the case from the wider field of all courses, or committed on A and B fine land, explain that the dichotomy is that finite land is dealt with in 205-4.5, the permissible uses on non-finite land are those that are contained at 205-2D. And so 205-2D says open a residential facility that doesn't contain all limitations that the legislature is putting in to a finite land 205-4.5.
was wrong in deciding that land use reclassification was not necessary in this case. And Molokai Ranch relied on the director's opinion and spending all this money to set up these bungalows. You could be sued.
I think that's true. I mean, I think that's true.
They say they're only appealing the dismissals of count 1 and 8.
Correct.
Is Maui County involved in 1 and 8? Originally just named Molokai Ranch in the circuit court, would Maui County have had any interest to move to intervene to defend the director's letter, the issuance of the building permits?
They actually didn't move to intervene in the RUC action.
So despite the plaintiff's interest, the county does have an interest in all of this.
Just under Maui County Code, is it statutory construction can be decided by directors? It doesn't have to go to the Court Counsel's office?
Position is you want to prevail, right? In this case.
No. Okay.
First of all, I understand what I'm saying, I'll point out to the dealer.
documents are filed in certain court?
Well, it depends on the company, as far as
just saying, the director had no authority to issue that letter, it's null and void, of no effect, gives the ranch no authority to proceed, that was it. Could you file that in circuit court, or would you have to go to the Board of Variances and Appeals?
I think it's more complicated than that, because, if you're saying a letter is due to find the entire chapter 205 issue, it is our understanding that the proper venue to go to is a certain one. The county board and the field have no study competence or expertise to deal with land law.
So your position is they can't hear appeals from director decisions that concern chapter 205?
The appellees argue that the Board of Variances has authority to hear rezoning issues, and they lump land use commission classification issues in zoning. Do you share that same view that we see?
The land is due to be for one, the charter of our zoning
the statute of limitations or were in the wrong form, it wouldn't matter, would it?
If you have a deed in the proper form, then you're going to have to be on the proper form. If you're exhausted, or you're just going to be tired, you're just going to be not going to be there. Just before you recognize that you're biased, you're going to feel alive, and you're going to be missing your protection.
Position be that anybody that thought that some party was not acting consistent with 205 could run straight to circuit court, and Maui wouldn't have to go to the director or to the Board of Variances or even to the Land Use Commission for that matter, just straight in the circuit court. And any time, because there's no statute of limitations. So either or, you just get the party gets to pick which one?
Yeah.
So no one, you don't have to go to the Land Use Commission first? It was dismissed with prejudice, right? But I mean, if that's the place you were supposed to be, then you shouldn't have been in circuit court, right?
Well, okay. The principle of the doctrine is that you should first go to the agency
and get it. decision and appeal it if you disagree, not just then run into a different forum. Earlier you said this is not an enforcement matter. That's why the director had no jurisdiction.
Our lawsuit is a matter of enforcement, but the planning director's decision was not an enforcement action. There's a big difference. And what we
this is an enforcement action on your part. 205 doesn't have a private attorney general provision like 205A. Position in this 205A6 authorizing private suits for personal zone management type issues is superfluous. It's unnecessary. Because it's, everything can go through the deck action, right?
Yeah.
Ordinance of Maui County Code that defines what permissible uses and ag lands are in Maui County, do you believe that it complies with the land use classification? For that U.S. Supreme Court case that you
yes.
say? Thank you. We'll take the case under advisement.